Okay, I'm not even sure if this is working right now, but I think it is, because Sims told me to push the red button. But anyways, hi family. I'm sitting outside our house right now on the floor for this recording. I don't even know what to say, but I have my agenda here, and I figured I'd just go through all the things that happened to me this week and tell you guys about them. The day after I emailed you guys, we had tons of appointments. We had like 7 in one day, so we were busy walking around the whole day. And Elder Sims, the gringo that lives with me, his comp was originally supposed to go to the United States. And last week he left, so ever since then, we've been working 2 different sectors. So we've done a ton of walking. I think every single day I've walked more than 8 or 9 miles. So hopefully I don't get fat because of that. Anyways. One happy thing that happened the day after I emailed you guys was I was talking to this youth that Elder Sims teaches, and she thought I was from Chile. She thought I had a Chilean accent, and that made me smile a lot, because I guess that means my Spanish is getting better. Later in the night, too, something crazy happened. So we all got back to our house, Elder Sims, Elder Guarte, and I. And we were just chilling in the house, doing our planning for the day tomorrow, well, the day after. And the lights go out. And that happens all the time. Like it happens in our house, so we just, like, restart the breaker. So we restart the breaker, and we try to turn on the lights, but the lights don't go back on. So we're like, oh, crap, what's happening? So the lights won't come on. We're in our house. It's pitch black. And I run and find my headlamp that I brought. And we go out in the street, and nobody has any lights. Nobody has any lights. And there's people in the streets with flashlights, and we're like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now? And Elder Galacti was explaining it to us, and he says sometimes they cut the power for our city, like our sector of Santiago, just for like no reason. I don't know why. So yeah, that was what was going down. So that was pretty scary, but interesting. The day after that, I had my first baptismal invitation. We teach these Haitians called Jumi, Waldo, and Mark. And Jumi, he's new in Santiago. He's only been here for like a month, the same amount of time I have been. And he can't speak Spanish, and he can't speak English. He only speaks French and Creole. So to teach him, sometimes we take him to the chapel, and we pull up Google Translate, and we show him videos in French. And then we ask him what he thinks about them in Creole or French. It's great. I love that guy so much. He's so nice to us. Anyways, we were at their house one day teaching his brother, Valdo. And Valdo, he's been here for about a year, so he speaks pretty good, well, good enough Spanish. And we were teaching him about the doctrine of Christ and like how the gospel brings us true happiness. And I just felt the impression to ask him to be baptized. And I was really afraid that I could feel the butterflies in my stomach. And I was like, oh, should I do it? Should I not? But then I remembered something from our training that Elder Teixeira told us. He's the area president for South America. And he told us there's seriously nothing bad about baptism, so I should just go ahead and ask him. So that's what I did. I asked him, and he said yes, which was so nice, so great. Just a feeling like, oh, I just helped somebody get closer to Christ. Just makes me so happy. Yeah, hopefully, through our help, they can get baptized. Their baptismal date is the 16th of October, 2 days before I finish my training. Alright. More stuff. Another family that I teach, I think I'm sending you a picture of them today, but they're called the... I don't know their last name, but I just call them by their daughter's name. Like, their daughter's name is Marcella, so I just call them Familia Marcella. And their dad is not a member, but the mom and the daughter are members. And so, like, now we're trying to focus our efforts on the dad and help him. And we showed him this video about this guy that was, like, a drug addict, and he was, like, a really bad guy. And then he repented, and he came unto Christ, and his life was totally changed. And we showed him that. And he told us that he like, wanted to change, and he wanted to stop smoking. And we promised him that we could help him, and it was great, and I really hope that we can help him change, because he's such a nice guy. That guy I told you about that gave me all the candy bars, that was him. He's so, so, so nice to us. Well, yesterday, what happened yesterday? So yesterday, one of the things that happened was we had another super full day. I think we had like 8 appointments set up, and we were walking to one of our appointments, and this guy like runs over from the other side of the street and stops us. He's like, Eldris. And it turns out that there was somebody in this house. It's like a member that wanted to talk to us. So we go into the house, and I was doing divisions with our zone leaders. So it was me, Elder Sims, and our zone leader. And she wanted just to talk to 2 people, which was really weird. So I'm like, yeah, these guys have better Spanish than me, so you guys can just do it. I'll go outside. And so I go outside, and I'm like talking to their, I think their 17-year-old son. And we just like walked up and down the street just talking to each other for like an hour and a half. And I guess it was kind of a confidence builder and kind of a confidence ruiner at the same time. That's how it really is talking to everybody here. Because, like, I mean, some people, I can talk to them super well. And it's really easy. And I can understand everything they say. And I can say my basic things back to them. And, like, say, get my thoughts across good enough to where they'll know what I'm trying to say. But with other people, it's like, oh my gosh, what the heck are you saying? Because Elder Gularte has told me not to let that get me down, because there's a lot of people here that have really ghetto Spanish, per se. Like, I don't know if I've told you yet, but here, after every single word, or like a lot of words, people say the word po. It's like, si po, or like after they say a sentence, they say po. Like, and another thing that they do is they cut words, or they pronounce words differently than they're supposed to be pronounced. Like, por ejemplo, en vez de cómo estás, las personas dicen cómo estás. Like, they use an I instead of an S. And so, yeah, stuff like that's really hard to understand. But Elder Sims and Elder Gularte have told me that for the time that I carry here, like, oh, that's the word for, like, how much time I have that they use here. To carry, like when somebody asks you how many years old you are, they always ask you how many years do you carry. But anyway, for how much time I have here, they told me that my Spanish is good, and hopefully it stays that way, and I can keep improving. Here's Elder Sims over there. He's like watching me record. Sims, do you want to say anything to my family? Oh my gosh! The first time Sims was using his recorder, he let me say hi to his family.
And he cracked really, really bad.
Yeah, my voice cracked so hard. It was terrible.
And I sent it to my family.
Anyways, here's Elder Sims.
So, is it the Scott family, right?
Yes, it's me, family.
Oh, hi, Scott family. How's it going? This is Elder Sims. I'm a Utah guy, and I'm here with your awesome son, Elder Scott. Aww. Just wanted to let you guys know that Elder Jacob Scott is a great guy, and he makes me feel special, and he's a great guy. I love him a lot, so I'm enjoying my time with him. It's a blessing to be in a trio with him as well, and to live with this great angel that you guys created. So, I'm very, very excited for him to be here in Chile with these awesome people who are very stubborn. It's so much fun. Right, Elder Scott?
Oh, see, so much fun.
But yeah, I wanted to let you guys know that I love you guys, and that you guys are awesome, and thanks for bringing this wonderful human being into this world.
Wow, Elder Sims is going to make my heart melt. Anyways.
I forgot to crack.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Elder Sims, he loves to just bring out his recorder and show me that video all the time to make fun of me, because, oh my gosh, my voice cracked so hard. Anyways, I'm running out of time here. Wow. These recordings are so hard to do, but I love you guys so much. Yeah, hopefully if I can buy one or get one somehow, I'll be able to get better at it. But anyways, I love you guys a ton. I don't know what you're doing right now, but I hope whatever it is, it's great. I know Marissa and Andrew are in school, and Rachel's serving a mission. Dad's probably at work, and right now Mom's probably at home doing something. But anyways, I love you guys so much. You guys inspire me. I think about you every single day. Yeah, just keep doing good things. Keep going to church, because I know that the gospel is the biggest blessing that we have in our lives, and it really can bring us true happiness. because nothing in this world can make us smile like the gospel can. And yeah, have a good week, you guys. Love you so much. Ciao, ciao, adios.